Anna, it's a
plastic bag.
You're right. And have you ever stopped to wonder, we use these all the time, but how do they make a plastic bag? Well, we have answers today because Scott Gagnon's going to teach us the science of the plastic bag. Scott, will you teach us how they make them?
Sure thing. Why don't we go on back?
All right, let's go.
Thanks.
All of our raw material starts out as these pellets. And these pellets originally start out from natural gas. When the natural gas is entered into a chamber, and it's formed just like a raindrop. They add a little catalyst, or like a little dust particle. That little dust particle kind of floats around in there for a while, gathers a hold of the little particles. When it gets heavy enough, it falls down, and it forms a pellet. The different colors that we have here are just pigments that are added to the pellet that starts out like a raindrop. Just like a raindrop starts out clear, as you add pigments, blues and reds and pigments like that, you add it to that particular pellet and gives it its color.
And basically, the bulk of our raw material comes in clear. And today we're going to be making a bag out of this type of material. So we have a long vacuum hose. It's just a probe. Sits in there and vacuums it up into the hose. Takes the hose all the way up into the second level where it goes to our mixers. Everything comes down this long tube and drops into this lower hopper. So everything kind of mixes together. Okay, from here, starts out at room temperature and it drops down into the extruder. And the extruder is a barrel and it has a screw that turns inside. And what that screw does is it turns and pushes the material along through it, heats it up until it's almost 400, 500 degrees. When it comes out of the top, it's in a molten material. And you can see it comes out as a ring. So it's like a putty material. You stretch it.
And what you can do is you reach over here, you turn the little lever, and it adds air from to the inside, so it blows it up like a balloon. The more air you add, the bigger your balloon gets. From here, what we do is we grab this piece of rope, pull it, and tie it to the top into a knot, and what we do is we pull it up into the tower, and height allows the plastic to cool. When it comes out of the die, it's really hot. But as it goes up into the tower, the air temperature around cools it, and from here, it pulls it all the way through, all the way down, and it strings it through all the different types of machines that make this particular bag, starting with a post-gusseter, which puts little folds in the side, into the bag machine, which actually seals the bottom and cuts each individual one, and then into the separator, which separates the bags from each other and stacks them on the table.
And here we have our finished plastic bag. It originally started out as a pellet all the way back there. We melted it down, blew it up like a balloon, and here we have our finished plastic bag.
Now, is this bag recyclable?
It sure is. What we do from here for the scrap plastic that we have is grind it up, make a new pellet out of it, put it right back through our lines, and make a new bag out of it.
Thank you very much, Scott. Not only did you learn something about the science of the bag, but you can do your part with recycling and reusing as well. Remember to keep wondering why.